Do voodoo part one today, and the idea is we're going to go through the history today, and hopefully next time we'll go through more content. Okay, so hoodoo, as we know, is actually this is hoodoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hoodoo is actually in Tanakh in two places, in Divrei Yomim. If you check it out, it's a quote from Divrei Yomim. And it's also in Tehillim. Yeah?
Where
it's not there. I'm explaining to you the historical background. It's in Divrei Yomim, and it's in Tehillim. But both places, it's clear what the context is. That this is a song... Well, in Divrei Yomim, it's more clear. This is a song that David HaMelech sang when he was bringing the ark back to the Jewish people. Okay? The source, the second page, in the first source, Divrei Yomim Aleph, Tes Zayin. Vayom Ahu Az Natan David Barosh Leodot Lashem Biyad Asavachev. So then, David gave to him, and he said, Odu Lashem Kir B'Shmo Odu Vavim Alilotam.
He's bringing the ark back to
it. Oh, so basically, that's the history. What was he bringing it back from? The story was that earlier in the first source, the Aron had been taken in the war of the Philistines against the Jews. And the Philistines had originally won that war, and they had taken the Aron for themselves. Okay? That's the story
from,
in
Shema. From the Mishkan?
From the Mishkan. They had brought the Aron out to war, to fight, and it had been captured by the enemies. So eventually, it's kind of a long story, but eventually the Aron was led back to the Jewish people. And when the Jewish people got that Aron back, they sang Hodu. Okay, and David was at the forefront singing Hodu. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, we have it described in Shmuel Bet, Pasuk Yud Bet, Tet. You got the mouth, David, Lemur Baruch Hashem, Beit Oved, Edom. That kol asher lo bavor Aron Elokim, vayelech David vayalel Aron Elokim beit Obed Adam ir David b'simcha. He went. He was taking the Aron from this guy's house Obed Adam to ir David. Vayikit zadu nos e Aron Hashem shishat zadim veizvach shomeri, and they were slaughtering all sorts of sacrifices every couple of amos. But David mecharcher v'kol oz lifnei Hashem, David chagur efod bat. And David was dancing with all of his might before the Aron, and he was donned in special cohen-like clothing. David v'chol beit Yisrael ma'alim et Aron Hashem b'truah v'kol shofar, and they're blowing the shofar and the truah. V'yah Aron Hashem ba'ir David u'michal bat Shaul nishkafa. Okay, so before we even get to Michal, the first thing we have to know about Odu is it's a song that was sang when the Aron was coming back to the Jewish people. So when we say Hodu, we should mamash celebrate, we should dance, we should sing. We should definitely sing. Why we don't sing, I don't know, but we should sing.
It's too long.
But at least a little bit of it we should sing. I don't know why there's not, you know, like, any good Karl Bach songs to it. But you gotta be creative and make your own song. And, because that's really the whole point. That's the history of Hodu. We have to feel that same excitement that David HaMelech felt when he was getting the Aron, that's what we have to feel. Okay, so that's understanding the history strengthens the idea of Hodu, which is you're supposed to imagine like it's a big celebration. Okay? Beyond that, it's interesting that the Navi goes on to tell a little bit of a sad story, and that's the story of Michal. Michal was a daughter of Shaul. Okay? And we know in general she's a very holy person. She wore tefillin according to the Gemara. But this is the story. Vaya, okay, so he's dancing. Vayavon. Where was I? Okay, Vayaron Hashem ba'ir Davidu Michal bat Shaul nishkafa ba'ad achalon. Vatirat ha-melech David mefazez umcharkel lefnei Hashem vativez lo b'liba. So she saw him dancing like a madman, and in her heart, she like cursed him. She said, that's not respectful for a king. Vayaviu et Aron Hashem v'yatzigo oto b'mkomo b'toch oel asher natan lo David. Vayal David olot lefnei Hashem shlamim. And the pasuk goes on, and they brought in the ark of the Lord, and they set in its place in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings. Ve'chal David me'alot ha'olav ha'shlamim ha'ivarech ha'dam ha'shem ha'shem ha'vakot ve'chalek l'chol ha'am ha'chol ha'am ha'yisrael. And he gave korbanos to everyone. Okay? So my question is, why does the Torah bother to tell us this random pasuk in the middle of the whole party about how Michal was, you know, getting down on David HaMelech and telling him not to dance? Like, it seems kind of, it doesn't really go into it, it seems kind of random. Yeah? So, later in Shmuel Bet, in the second page, it has a little bit of a sad pasuk. It says, Shmuel Bet, pasuk vav, Ulumichal bat Shaul lo haya layeled ad yom mota. She never had a child until the day she died. So Chazal say, what was her sin? What happened? What did she do? That was the reason why she never was able to have a child. And they say because she looked down upon David HaMelech and kind of, you know, tried to stop him from his dancing. And it's interesting, because sometimes just when people look negatively upon you, it has the, like the, kind of brings your energy down. You know, like even Rav Shlomo, they said that he used to go dance like crazy. And then, like, people started, like, kind of, like, looking down upon him. And he wouldn't go crazy. He still danced. But, like, even he couldn't, like, it had an effect on him. So, my theory is that the Torah is including this story to tell you, don't be a hater. Don't be one of those people that, when people are getting excited and dancing for Avodas Hashem, that you're going to look down upon them like, Michal. Obviously, it would be ideal if we would only dance for Hashem Shamayim and only in the most purest kavanot. When people are dancing for mitzvahs, have a good and singing to look with a good eye upon that. And obviously, this is very relevant during this time period when Yom HaAtzmaut is coming up very soon, Yom Yerushalayim, and you know, a lot of people are critical and say, oh, you're right, you're saying dancing and singing, it's fake, you're just doing it to dance, you're not doing it L'Shem Shamayim. And then one of my many responses is this story. I say, we see from this that there's definitely a time to dance and have fun, just like David HaMelech. Obviously, it should be ideally L'Shem Shamayim, but don't be a hater. Haters gonna hate. Love is gonna love. So, those are two lessons that I think we could definitely derive. Lesson number one, when you're saying Hodu, imagine like you're dancing like David HaMelech. Lesson number two, don't be like Michal. Don't be a hater. And I think I just have one or two more sources which I thought were really cool. First of all, Kabbalistically, it's not just that we're dancing and singing, but the Kabbalist, Rav Meir Gabay, writes that when we say Hodu, the sun also is rising and also singing Hodu with us. And I have it quoted. This praises what the sun says as it travels on its way to light up the world. As it says, this praise in a beautiful, sweet voice, the Israelites join us with the sun as it says, and we will see you with the sun.
What do
you see? On the third page, third source sheet, top of the. Oh. And as the Levim sing a song down here, also the Aaron and the Levim above sing it. So as we sing, the Levim are dancing up in the Shemayim, and the sun is singing with us. So I don't know if you mean this, you know, actually happens, or if it's just poetic language. But I think it's a beautiful meditation to imagine that when we're singing Hodu every morning, the sun is singing with us and dancing with the Levim up in Shemayim. I thought that was really cool. Cool imagery. And was up Hashem, we should really sing with all our heart. One last idea. Okay, so what does it mean? We'll get 1 minute of content. Hodu l'Hashem, kiru bishmo. What does it mean to call out in the name of God? We call out in the name of God. Hodu l'Hashem, kiru bishmo. Call out in His name. So, if you ask me, I think there's alluding back to the Avos. We see that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are always calling out in the name of a God. For example, found in Bereishis Yud Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, Avram gives him his Beach, and we come in his Beach, Hashem Asa Hashem Bereishin Av, Vayikra Hashem Avram B'Shem Hashem. And Avram calls out in the name of Hashem. Right? So when we're saying, Odu L'Hashem Kiru B'Shem, call out in the name of God, we're actually paralleling, we're mimicking what Avram did. He also called out in the name of Hashem. Okay? Which obviously leads us to the next question, which is, what does it mean to call out in the name of Hashem? Right? What does that mean? So, Bezat Hashem, we'll talk more about this next time, but we'll leave that as a question to ponder for the weekend. How does one call at him? And that, you know, I just start screaming out in the streets, God, God, there's a God. Or like, you know, like, how do we manifest calling out the name of Hashem? And I'll give it to Hashem. I'm telling you,